And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. And now joining us, he was supposed to be here at 7:40, but he got stuck in a meeting, and things happen sometimes, so we completely understand that. And we have Mark Hall, the city manager of the city of Coffeyville, joining us this morning. And Mr. Hall, good morning. It's good to see you
good
today.
Good morning, and I apologize to Coffeyville. The meeting ran a little long, but you're not forgotten.
Well, that's what I was saying. You know, just sometimes meetings run long. It's completely understandable. Understand that we're extremely flexible to get you in. Of course, tonight city commission meeting will be happening at 6:30 over at City Hall, and there's actually quite a few things here on the agenda. But of course, you get started out with a consent agenda, and one of those on the consent agenda is the second reading of ordinance S-2201.
Yes, what that is it'll be the second reading and for commission consideration, and it's a vacating an easement that we found that there's nothing in that easement. So it helps the owner obtain title and clear title, but it was one of those, there's nothing. The building was built over it and on the property, but there's nothing underneath. So that's just a housekeeping issue to clean up something that will help them with their title.
Absolutely. And of course, we have the appropriation ordinances. Basically, it's the city paying its bills. And then there are no special presentations, so we'll go ahead and get started with the new business. Quite a few of those, and we're going to start out with Resolution 2218.
Yes, that is the resolution for commission's consideration is an agreement and memorandum of understanding between the International Association of Firefighters, and that's contract negotiations. And as a result, the city commission has the final approval. So that'll be their consideration tonight.
And then moving on to 2219, which has to do, it looks like, with the city's, I guess, health insurance.
That is. That is exactly right. Our new insurance year starts April 1st, and this is agreeing to terms with our insurance company. And so the commission will consider that and be presented tonight.
And a few things that looks like on 22, 20, 21, 21, and 21, 22, a few things to be bought for several different areas of Coffeyville.
You bet. Resolution 20 is for a greens mower out at Hillcrest Golf Course. And then we move on to this is structural firefighting protective gear, and some call it bunker gear. That's what firefighters wear, and for a purchase of that. And then the commission will consider a thermal imaging cameras for the fire department also. The next is a resolution to establish the disposal rates for trash for the city of Coffeyville, and it is one of those that the city contracts that service out. And, of course, we've had questions. It is contracted out with another service. And so we tried to work well with them and answer questions, but then direct them to the company should they need assistance from them. But that's for commission consideration. And, of course, the last item on the agenda is the authorizing the levy of a half percent citywide sales tax and related matters. What this is in November 2nd of 2021, there was a election. Of course, there was election of commissioners and also the other boards. But a question on the ballot was for the continuation or the repurposing of a sales tax that was expiring September 30th of this year. And that was the for the elementary school that had been on 20 years and it expired. And we did a lot of conversations on that. And it is one of those that will be used for housing. It'll be also used for downtown. And then the others will be improvements to all the parks. So that did pass. And so this is preparing for that transition that'll come October 1st.
Because as of right now, because it's still being collected, obviously, that's still going toward the elementary school,
yes,
correct?
Yes, and that will. There's a run-out period. It's usually 60 days. So the city will start really collecting it because people send in sales tax at different times. It will probably be around the first of the year.
Okay.
And then, of course, that is, you'll see things going on. Housing has already got programs, and it is one of those that everything will start, you know, looking at downtown and that, and we'll start collecting that and do some great things over the next 10 years.
Yeah, I've already seen where the housing department has already got some grants, I do believe.
Oh, yes.
Already to get started already.
Is,
so hit the ground running.
it's a USDA program. We are the only city in the entire state of Kansas that has this program. It is one of those. It's designed through the USDA. It's a self-help. It's a low income, but those numbers vary. It is one of those. There's an application process, which we're going through right now, and it'll be for the first five homes to be built in Coffeyville. Then when those are done, then we'll do another round of five. And this program continues until Coffeyville is 20,000 in population. So we're right now 8,826, and it is one of those. So you can imagine this program will probably last decades.
Yeah, and that'd be great. I mean, adding more housing to Coffeyville, definitely needed.
We hope, you know, of course it will add up population, but it is one of those that other things are in the mix with housing. Talking to investors on how attractive Coffeyville is. And so things are going real good, and she'll probably come by and, you know, talk some more about it. But we also, next Tuesday, the 29th, we are having a State of the City address. It is one of those where we cover 2021, but we also talk about the financial situation and that of the city for 2022. So you can tune in. It is open to the public. It is one of those that we're having it at a city hall. But, you know, you're welcome to watch this on our YouTube. And, of course, the city's site. The government channel.
Right. All right. Well, Mr. Hull, I appreciate you coming in today and talking about everything that's happening at the City Commission meeting tonight at 6:30 over at City Hall. And we look forward to seeing you again.
You bet. And thank you so much. And I apologize.
You're
Coffeyville.
Fine.
the meeting ran late and ran over. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and take a break. And we're going to have news coming up at the top of the hour. And then we will have open line starting at 9:10. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning here in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma, currently 55 degrees.